Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Dr. Love is up in a second. 402-464-5685. Call or text for your questions about love, relationships, and more. But before that, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work, explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company? They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more about a career with Currency.
I just, just to my right, sitting down having a bowl of cereal with Shin Daddy.
No.
He's there.
And we just got done having a conversation about what fintech means to him.
Really?
Obviously, he's banker, finance, and he'd like to maybe get some sort of a partnership where he wants to try to get some people. He wants people involved in fintech, and he wants those people to understand how much the banking business and the finance world appreciates fintech, because it's at the highest level. He was just eating his cereal and raving about fintech.
Raving.
And so that's just who they are. And he said, he goes, that's the best place to go out of college there is in the world, is to get to fintech. Or if you started your career, finance major, anything with finance, get to fintech as soon as possible.
You're sitting next to Shin Daddy right now.
Yeah. Well, he's not here. He was in a robe eating cereal seconds ago.
What was he eating? What kind of cereal?
That's interesting. I don't see it right now. I'm trying to find out, but I'll get it. He prefers something sugary.
Nice. I like that. Way to go, Shin Daddy.
Yes.
He deserves that.
You're
all the
with
stuff
Shin
doing.
Daddy right now.
Yes, right God. Now. And Tamara.
God.
Don't
say
be,
hello
don't
to
be
Tamara.
Too envious or jealous of that situation.
Tamara's amazing. Amazing woman.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for our weekly edition of Dr. Love.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Bill is Dr. Love. We try to help out when we can, but 402-464-5685. You have questions about love, relationships, advice there. Bill, Dr. Love is here for you today. And, you know, these are not always easy questions to answer. So that's why we put Dr. Love in charge of this.
Are you ready, Dr. Love?
It's gotten very, it's got very serious. And we appreciate the breakers texting in or calling in. And also, it's very great to have the veteran Steve Sipple with us for these relationship situations.
We can't do this without the breakers.
No.
Dr. Love, you're up.
All right. Here's the first question from Ryan. It says, tonight is my first date in a very long time, a couple years.
Okay.
From Ryan. It says, I don't need to have a bunch of things to think about, but I am nervous. He says, Bill, what is your one biggest do and one biggest don't? For first date tonight. Wow. First time in a couple years for Ryan.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. That's a great question. Talk about hitting one, a serious one right out of the park right away. Yeah, I can see the look on Steve's face with
one.
That. First thing would be is A, don't overthink things too much. And don't try to make everything that's got to be that like this, just slam dunk. This was incredible. just have yourself a fun time. Humor will always win. Humor will always win for you when you go through. If something happens funny, have a good time with it. Humor always wins with it. Always make sure that you kind of have a decent plan for us with the pickup, what time you're picking her up, where you're going. Have all that stuff pretty well planned. The last thing is like, well, I was thinking about these couple places. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
No, have a plan.
Okay.
This is what we're doing.
Okay.
This is what we're doing. And then if you can tie in something else besides just dinner or anything else like that, something that has active, something else that has something else that's going on at the same time, that takes a little pressure off the first date, that you have to hold all the conversation back and forth just between the two of you. Mm. Sometimes if there's a sidebar or something, that could be a band, it could be going to like I said, if it was a horse racing day, something different, to have some other sort of entertainment going on with your entertainment on the side.
Good advice.
Well, I'd add is don't be overly complimentary and show a degree of indifference.
Like, that's good advice too.
Yeah.
Like, don't be all complimentary.
Yeah. Here. Don't. And you know, you kind of give off the vibe at times. I could take this or leave it.
I don't know if I'd go with that one. I think I probably wanted to take it or leave it. No,
I don't know.
Just remember,
it works.
Also, just remember, just be very firm on you know, if she wants to order us, a side salad and maybe share some of your food, that's a hard no. We're not doing
really?
That.
Really? No sharing? No sharing.
We talked about that. No, there's no, like, get your own field. A bite here or there, yes, I understand that. But
okay.
We're all not right. Going, just going to have a side salad. And then also,
okay,
what you hope for is that somebody like that, if you know you've got someone that you've hit a home run with, if they order a regular meal,
uh-huh,
means like that, yes, I'll take that. I want that. I'll take the side of that. And so if someone is, if they order a regular meal and they eat their meal, it's like, that's awesome. That is awesome to be able to have someone that does that.
Good job, Dr. Love.
Up next for Dr. Love, this is actually not about a relationship with a person. Kevin in Waukee says, question for Dr. Love. I love my dog. My dog is a 5-year-old Cavapoo. Never heard of that type of dog. Cavapoo. When we try and take
him, what that is, but okay.
When we try to take him for walks, he now goes to his food bowl and acts like he wants to eat. He used to go straight to the door, ready for the walk. Mm. What is he trying to tell me?
Mm.
It's from Kevin.
So he goes. So like in our house, you say, if you want to go for a walk, Sugar knows that she goes right over to where her leash is at, mm-hmm. And then once we get the leash out, then she runs to the door and she waits at the door to put the leash on, and then you're out the door. So I see where he's got some confusion, where it used to be, hey, we're going to go for a walk. The walk would fire up and then went straight to the food bowl. That is a interesting, there is a message being sent.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a message being sent. Hmm. Question would be with that is, how do you change up the rotation of when you're feeding the dog, or the rotation of maybe don't even say much about that we're going for a walk. You don't even mention it. Boom, I get out my leash, I'm off and I'm going, to see what would happen at that time.
Hmm.
Sounds like the part that gets it started is when you say we're going for a walk and goes directly to the food bowl. So that's an odd one for me. I don't know that for sure, but I would imagine I would try to change up the rotation, you know, part of it with what you can do with whether you just get the dog on its leash and you're out the door before anything else ever happens, to see what it is. But trust me, me and Sip know the dog walking. That is a big, big deal like that. And then I just wonder also when the dog goes to the bowl, is it straight to the food or is it to water?
It's
or
going
it
to the food.
Do with the fact that it's been like ridiculously hot outside. And is it water or is it food that she's trying to, that this dog is trying to signal?
Huh. Kevin,
Steve,
says
anything
it's
on
food.
That? You're a dog walker.
I don't know. Is it just, we could be overthinking this. I mean, is the dog just hungry? I mean,
all the time.
Yeah, that I thought about that.
Permanent hunger?
Like,
I don't know. Is the dog being fed enough? I mean, that's what I'd wonder right away. That's what I'd wonder right away.
Yeah,
also, maybe like that, we do the greeny treats for Sugar.
Okay.
Maybe it's one of the things where every time you're going to go for a walk, she gets a greeny,
okay,
prior to the walk, like that. So maybe that's a little, that's a small snack is what it is. It's a small snack or a treat or some sort. It doesn't have to be a greeny. Maybe whatever. So it might be go for a walk. They get a treat, which is a one bite thing. Then they're out the door. You might be able to retrain your dog that way.
That's a tough one, Dr. Love. Tough.
Now, this one might be tougher than all of them. I'm curious how Bill goes. You don't have to answer this one, Bill. We can push back on these questions if we want to. But this is from Anonymous. This is for Dr. Love.
Got it.
My girlfriend.
Jake looks good. I don't know what you.
I'm just nervous. There's nothing wrong in terms of. Here's from Anonymous. My girlfriend needs to lose weight.
Oh, jeez.
We don't live together, and she has her own gym, but doesn't take it very seriously. How do I suggest she needs to lose weight without upsetting her? She is very sensitive. That's from Anonymous on the text line.
Okay, things got real.
They did.
Things got real. There.
I said, you know, we don't answer.
There's no doubt about that. I know this for sure. Hinting at something just or some sort of side comments, any of those things has no chance. There's no chance of just like making a comment, a side comment of something about the gym, something about the diet that you do. The only thing you can really do is to try to create a more healthy lifestyle together, which means that you have events you go do together. We're going to exercise together. We're going to do this. Because the only time that someone, if someone wants to get in a little better shape, the only time they get in better shape at all is when they decide that they want to do that. Hmm. It's kind of like the other things that doesn't work. But my first plan would be, what are we doing together? What's this? Are we going for walks? Are we going to be able to do some sort of healthy alternative type of thing? We're going to cut down on alcohol if there's alcohol and that you even drink at all. Mm-hmm. But having some little simple things, because sometimes little things will create some momentum. Mm. But the one thing, like that, and then obviously if all of a sudden things start to go a little bit, maybe she says something to you that, you know what, I've lost 6 pounds. It's like, yeah, you look incredible. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And don't overplay it. That's it. Don't say more than that. Like, that's great. If you can get 15 more off, then we're really cooking with gas. No, just to be like, oh, that's awesome. You want to downplay that part of it. Do the best you can with a healthy lifestyle and work with her on it, and just be a teammate on it is the best advice that I could have.
There you go.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
That's good.
That is good advice. Yeah. You walked through that one very well, Bill. That was a tough one to address.
Yeah.
Don't want to offend anybody.
These are not easy. Dr. Love, you're doing a great job. Is there any callers?
Someone says, damn, Bill, you're good on that one.
That was good.
That was well done, Bill. Yes. Okay. And Corey,
that's very kind of
Corey also says, very well done, Bill. I'm impressed with that one specifically.
That was a tough one.
This one is from Mike. He says, I'm approaching my 10th anniversary with my wife.
10.
We have not taken a trip anywhere for an anniversary. At what year is it necessary you take an anniversary trip?
Necessary.
Right now.
Is it 10?
You're asking the question, you're already too late.
Okay.
You've asked the question, you're already too late, which means act now. And so when you're thinking about that, what is the time? You know in your mind when you type that question that you're behind. Mm. So you want to get something going immediately. And if you want to do it for anniversary, you kind of figure out a time and you try to adjust the schedule, handle it. You know your wife well enough of what she would like for a trip. And it doesn't have to be an 8-day cruise through Greece. Just figure out a small 4-day vacation someplace, and you do all the details. and you just let her know like that. Just say, hey, block this out right that. We have, and then maybe you can kind of fib a little bit. We have something we got to do here in town or at the house. I need your freedom for these days. And then all of a sudden, you don't want to give it to her the night before because they need time to organize in their head. And it's like, this is what we're doing. Here's where we're going. And have make sure it has a tie. Not just like, well, I picked this out and I don't know. You know what she likes. She knows something historical, places you've been. So that's what you want to do. You knock it out. And this should be done in the next probably 36 hours.
Ooh,
you should have a plan
pressure.
Of where you're going and what you're doing. And we need to hear about this by next Wednesday.
Yeah, for Mike.
Of what's going on. And or next week at Dr. Love. We can do it next week. But you're already late, but it's okay. It's not buffoonery. You're still fine to go.
My only concern with this question is the term necessary. I mean, it can be fun. It's just not a job. Just have fun with it. Have fun.
Yes, 100%. You know what it is. And that's why it doesn't have to be. If you go out and book a 7 or 8 day vacation, it's also it's not quite exactly perfect. 3 or 4 day thing is fine. It'd be more fun. She'll be so excited. You did the thoughtful process of it. Just the fact that you took care of the details instead of telling her, hey, let's go on a trip. Let's go to Memphis for 4 days.
Oh.
Plan it, honey.
Beale Street.
Which Memphis we know we would love. We would love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be the one that handles all the organization of the event of what's going on.
Necessary. Necessary sounds like it's necessary to change the oil in your truck. It's not necessary to take your wife on an anniversary. That's something you should enjoy.
Mm.
Something you should enjoy.
People might push back on that.
Agreed.
But still, this is more of a comment than a question.
I'm saying the word necessary.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. Different Corey says, my gosh, this wise man makes me want to run through a brick wall and get flowers for my wife. You're getting compliments from Corey here, Bill.
Run through
if
a brick
you
wall.
Get flowers, make sure you do some sort. There's two things with flowers. Make sure that's like some sort of multicolored, not just the roses, but if you do roses, do something besides red. And if you're going to get a flower also, if you want to give your wife something that's really cool, get her a tree or something that you can plant that comes back every year. And so that way when you give a gift like that, it's like, hold it. Remember you gave that to me on May 16th?
A tree.
And I got, and we planted that and now it's, you know, and here's the name of it. We have a name for it, whatever. That's fun with florist.
A tree.
A tree.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
And that is another edition of Dr. Love, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the grain marketing and crop insurance gurus. The website for them is gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com. Adam Ickes and crew doing big things with Trados, Bill. Big things.
I talked to Trados yesterday. Yes, I talked to them yesterday. It was incredible. Had a nice little text exchange and the conversation obviously got back to the Bill's Thrills part of events on Christmas. And so that was a lot of fun to catch up with those guys.
Oh, we could do some more Dr. Love on the other end.
I think Bill is departing the other side.
Oh,
right?
Are you departing?
I'm out. I will be. Yes, but Steve, please field calls.
No.
Steve will now do Dr. Love. Fine with that.
We will do Dr. Love next Friday
at
7:35.
Next Friday, we will do that. Yes, and I'll be in studio.
We'd like to
hear. I'm on my way to Shelby Rising City. Jake spent time in Rising City.
My mom's from Rising City. Good area.
I have an event there today with the school, and I'm en route right now.
Okay.
Rising City, you'll be dangerously close to Columbus.
It's close. Stop by the gate.
I will be driving through, Steve, I'll be driving through Columbus in an hour and a half.
Okay. Just take a good look around.
I'll go right by Sahara Lanes.
Sahara Lounge and Lanes. Take a good
Lounge
look around.
Lanes, yeah.
Be careful. The traffic's bad. The traffic's rough in Columbus.
It is.
Like Seattle. Thank you very
All right,
much,
Bill,
Dr.
We will we'll talk to you on Monday, Bill. Enjoy your time. Right, Bill's gone. All right, it's
Enjoy
time to
time.
Play the game show. Give us a call right now. I'm trying to say the time in Shelby Rising City. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685.
Enjoy your time.
Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. 2-2 is the record on the week. You're going for a winning week. By yourself. No lifeline today. Today's topic, it's Film Friday. James Caan movies today.
You got to be kidding.
I think, you know, James Caan passed away 3 years ago at age 82. But we still honor James Caan with some trivia today. If you know your James Caan movies, call us up at 464-5685. Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia. Our topic today is James Caan movies for Film Friday. I don't think you feel good about this, do you?
No, I don't. I'm not
going
to
lie.
You know
who James Caan is?
Yes, I know who James Caan is.
Okay, that's a good start.
It's very sort of random.
Well, sometimes it is random on Film Friday.
We're honoring James Caan.
He passed away 3 years ago, but we honor him
still. Was it on this day?
No, it wasn't. Just, I felt like it. We have Phil. Phil, do you like your chances with James Caan movies today?
Compared to Sid, probably.
Okay. Yes, we feel this eternal grief for James Caan, so we're honoring him once again.
All right, James Caan, the trivia. Phil, first question goes to you.
I'm grieving.
What was James Caan's character name in The Godfather?
Sonny.
Brilliant!
Sonny Corleone is the answer. Sonny is correct. 1-0 lead. Would you have that, Sip?
No, I would not have had that.
Okay, well, you're down 1-0 first question.
No, unequivocally, no.
Let's see how this one goes. In what 1990 movie did James Caan star as a famous author who is rescued from a car crash by a fan of his novels, only to realize the care he is receiving is only the beginning of a nightmare of captivity and abuse?
Oh. It's
a well-known movie.
Movie name.
Movie name, yeah. 1990, famous author rescued from a car crash by a fan of his novels, only to realize the care he's receiving is only the beginning of a nightmare of captivity and abuse.
Moonlight Promenade.
That's not the one.
Is that not right?
That's not the one. Do you want that one or not, Phil?
Yeah, is it Misery?
Brilliant!
I'm Misery. Sorry. Misery.
Never heard of that.
Kathy Bates also, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I know Catherine Bates, but I don't know that movie.
Now, this is for the win. 2-0 lead for you, Phil. What 1981 movie does James Caan play the character of Frank, an ace safecracker who wants to do one last big heist for the mob before going straight?
Thief.
Brilliant.
I think we had a James Caan expert on the lines today. That was impressive. Phil, nice work. We'll get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Sounds good. You want to give me the fourth one?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Why not?
Why not?
In what 2003 movie does James Caan play the biological father of Will Ferrell's character who travels from the North Pole to try and meet him?
You know that one, Seth?
No, I don't.
It's Elf.
Oh, this is all one. Does he only do movies with one word? That'd be one question I have.
Hey, while we're at it, Phil, tiebreaker. It's getting really loud.
It's okay.
He's not able to hear myself. Never mind. All right, Phil, we gotta let you go. It's too loud. I can't even hear myself think right now. But Phil went 4-for-4.
Yeah, that was who?
Phil.
Phil. Okay.
Tiebreaker for you. How old was James Caan when The Godfather was released?
Okay. I mean, I've never watched it in its entirety, but I've seen enough of it to hazard a guess, okay? In that movie, he must have been about 31.
Oh, 32 years old for James Caan.
So
nice. Hey, you got that one close. That was good. Otherwise, defeat 2-3 a week.
We're grieving James Caan today.
He passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's very difficult to answer these questions.
But we must.
Yes.
But we must. When we come back, hour three, Cody Schmick from Kincaider Beer House and Sideshow Spirits in studio with us next on Early Break on The Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.